A new comedy series is streaming on Netflix today. It's called Girl Boss. The show is inspired by the memoir of the same name by American businesswoman Sophia Amoruso. Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic, and he's with us to talk about the show. Hi, Eric.
Hey.
Okay, so maybe some folks don't know who Sophia Amoruso is now, but after watching the show, do you think she'll be a household name?
Well, I don't know about that. Okay. The show is loosely based on her life, so I don't know if people will necessarily make the connection. And the real life of Sophia has had some setbacks. She gained notoriety. She wrote a best-selling memoir that provides the title of the show. But her Nasty Gal online fashion franchise filed for bankruptcy at the end of last year. And she's been trying to sort of rebuild her image since that happened. Actually, this show might be the best thing to happen to her in a while, but they don't make a lot of effort, I think, to connect her character to the real-life person. So it'll be interesting to see if this actually raises her profile more or if people sort of see this as a separate thing.
Yeah. So, I mean, as you said, the show loosely follows Amoruso's life. She's a scrappy young millennial who comes up with a great business idea for this fashion startup called, as you said, Nasty Gal, and makes it big, right?
Yeah, what we see in the first season that's been presented to us, we see her decide to start an eBay online store where she resells thrift store items. It's almost like her superhero origin story. It's sort of like she can walk into a thrift store and see the clothing there that can actually be sold for a lot more money than the store realizes it's worth. But they try to take this rather conventional origin story and add a lot of creativity, and the character, I think, is what people will either respond to or will find very controversial.
Ah, okay. So let's listen to a little bit of tape here. It's a moment where Sophia's sitting on a park bench, and she's complaining to another person sitting next to her.
Adulthood is where dreams go to die. Grow up, get a job, become a drone, that's it. Then it's over. Society just wants to put everyone in a box. Well, guess what, society? There is no box.
So is this millennial truth or millennial narcissism? What is it?
It is definitely millennial narcissism. And I think this show really pushes that envelope. And they're lucky in that they got an actress, Britt Robertson. People may remember her as the female lead in the George Clooney film Tomorrowland. She played the young girl that was his co-star, and she was also in the CBS series Under the Dome. And she's always been a charismatic, capable actress who's kind of been on the verge.
Yeah.
And she's been looking for a great project to kind of boost her career, and this might be it. At least she's able to, sand off the edges of Sophia a little bit and make us care a little bit about this character, but she is so self-involved and so dysfunctional that sometimes I think it's very hard to sort of dial into what she's going through and really identify with her.
You know, you're actually being quite gentle in comparison to some other reviews I've seen. There's one out of The Guardian where The Guardian writes, "Girl Boss is so unrelentingly tone-deaf to the human condition, it's hard to know where to start. It's a show which fully mistakes being an overindulged horror show for being an assertive millennial role model."
Yeah, well, that's the Brits have a way of putting a point on things, don't they? I always try to take a breath because people said that kind of thing about girls as well. And what you realize with girls, at least, is that they were trying to subvert and explore and even make fun of that trait in millennials as much as they were embodying it. I don't think Girl Boss pulls that off, and that's part of the problem with the show. I think if they would narrow their creative vision a little more and figure out a more compelling arc for Sophia's character, the show could really be great. And, seeing that Girls just wrapped up its run, I think there's a little bit of an opening in television for an insightful series about a millennial woman who's finding her voice. I'm just not sure this one is it.
My last thought is in complete agreement with that. Like, I welcome authentic stories about the experience that millennials are having. And to that end, maybe the show that they need to make is what Sophia's doing now because she's got to rebuild her image, her life, and her business. Like, that's a great story.
Right. Well, and again, you know, sort of this idea that you have to tell these stories about millennials who are on the cusp of poverty, or they've got 10 roommates, or that's another thing that makes it feel a little cliched. You know, it might be cool to see somebody who is privileged and faces a setback and has to regroup. That might be a really interesting story. Unfortunately, that's not the story that they're telling right now. So maybe we should go off and write that story together. ready to get out of the journalism biz?
I'll meet you in the writer's room.
Sounds good.
Eric Deggans is NPR's TV critic. Eric, thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
And next week is a milestone, 100 days for the Trump administration. Tamara Keith looks at the historical significance of those first 100 days this afternoon on All Things Considered. You're listening to Here and Now.